Hello everyone, today I'm going to talk about online shopping scams. Online shopping scams include scammers claiming to be reputable internet retailers, often through a false website or false ads on a real store site. While many online sellers are legitimate, unfortunately, scammers can use the anonymous nature of the internet to rip off unsuspecting shoppers. Many of these websites sell luxury goods at very low prices, such as popular brands of clothing, jewelry, and electronics. Sometimes you'll receive the item you paid for, but it will be fake, and other times you'll receive nothing at all. A newer version of online shopping scams involves the use of social media platforms to set up fake online stores. They open the store for a short time, often selling fake branded clothing or jewelry, and after making a number of sales, the stores disappear. The best way to detect an online shopping scam of fake traders is to search for reviews before buying. Some warning signs are when a product is advertised at an extremely low price or advertised to have incredible benefits or features that sounds too good to be true. Your store is very new and may have limited information about delivery and other policies. An online retailer does not have a reliable data on privacy, terms of use, dispute resolution, or contact. How to protect yourself? Check if a refund or return policy is in place on the website or social media page and that your policy sounds fair. When making online payments, only pay for items using a secure payment service. Look for a URL starting with HTTPS and a closed padlock symbol, or a payment provider such as PayPal. Avoid any arrangement with a stranger that asks for upfront payment via money order, wire transfer, international funds transfer, preloaded card, or electronic currency like Bitcoin. Recovering money sent this way is very unusual. And when using retail websites, find out exactly who you are dealing with. If it is an Australian company, you are in a much better position to sort out the problem if something goes wrong. So this is all for today. I hope that you have learned something new.